Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with Samantha Wood, who joins us each Friday. She is the managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle. And today, Samantha, on a Friday, we start with, oh, guess what? The Berkshire Museum art sale. This story continues to trot along.
Indeed, it does. So last week, this has been a big news week for the Berkshire Museum art sale story. A week ago, Friday night last week, we learned that the Attorney General's office was filing a compromise agreement with the Berkshire Museum to be decided by a single justice in the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts that will allow for up to $55 million in art sales from their collections. In that agreement is included that the Norman Rockwell painting Shuffleton's Barbershop is likely to be sold to an American nonprofit art museum and will be displayed in the Berkshires for 18 to 24 months. That was a big moment. It seemed like quite a victory for the museum. The opposing groups who oppose the art sale have been active in regrouping. And we learned this morning that three sons of Norman Rockwell have decided to step down from their lawsuit. They feel like they've protected one of his paintings in their efforts, and that's enough for them.
Progress indeed. Well, let's go to another story, which is fascinating, certainly. Seed Library, which is being launched at the Berkshire Athenaeum tomorrow.
This is a fun story. So it's in our B section today, but of no less importance. We wanted to highlight the fact that the Athenaeum is launching a seed library Saturday from 10 to 1. There will be an event, and there'll be master gardeners from Hancock Shaker Village on hand to talk to people about garden planning. If you have any library card, you can go now to the Athenaeum and check out seed packets and start your own garden. And the outreach librarian, Alex Geller, at the Athenaeum told us that this is a new project for the Athenaeum, but it's also out of concern for food deserts, which are areas where it can be hard to buy fresh produce, and these occur in urban areas as well as rural areas. And he also talked about starting more community gardens, which I think is a fascinating topic, and I wonder if there'll be more movement there.
And it's all food-based. We won't see, for example, with the new, recreational marijuana law taking effect in July, other kinds of seeds in that garden?
I expect right now that the community garden, the seed library will be primarily about produce.
Well, we have been talking with Samantha Wood, managing editor for news at the Berkshire Eagle, where you can go to read this and other stories at berkshireeagle.com. Samantha, thanks. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Take care, David. Thanks so much.